technology has changed the music landscape by allowing DJs to present their own tastes and styles on internet radio stations as an alternative to big box radio that makes up 99% of the airwaves today. Even more important, there's an outlet for independent musicians to have their music heard beyond their own backyards, a chance to build a fan base across the nation and around the world. Ultimately, it's listeners who benefit from internet radio, people who do not want to hear the same 50 songs from the same 1% of the musicians on major radio outlets, but the future for these DJs, musicians, and listeners is in jeopardy. Changes in licensing fees are forcing small independent radio stations off the air. Most of these stations operate on a shoestring, many completely financed out of the station owners' pockets. It's a labor of love, to be sure, but a labor that's becoming impossible. It's essential that record companies realize changing licensing fees from being based on income and actual listeners at any given time to a per-pay basis is going to shut down all but the largest of outlets, taking us back to a total top 40 system. The only musicians who would benefit from these changes are the megastars, the already multi-millionaires who make fortunes from record sales and worldwide tours. Don't let big business monopolize internet radio. Once it's gone, it can never be regained. Visit saveinternetradio.info to learn more about how you can help save internet radio.